Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
You know, I think we're beyond delighted. You know, there's this magic in the air today. And hey, before we go any further, to all of our beloved mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. And for all of us, let's take a moment and also offer a big, beautiful, wonderful, happy Mother's Day to the ultimate mother, our beloved planet Gaia.
Absolutely, because we are sitting here with a smile on our face and appreciation in our hearts as we recognize the service and the contribution that each being contributes. And today, especially, we are honoring that feminine energy and that nurturing support that has allowed all of us to blossom.
Ooh, I love that, Sri. And you got to love that it's blossoming right now in the middle of May. This is a really powerful day. You know, here we are in the middle of May, and if you've watched our YouTube video, and if you haven't, why not? go to YouTube, make sure you jump into our channel, Official Sri and Kira, and watch the May revelations. But, you know, one of the things that we again talked about this month, Sri, that we also talked about last month, was how this middle, last month it was very specifically the 13th of the month. This month it started around midnight on the 11th, and this energy is going to keep moving through the 15th. So lots has already happened during this moment, and it's about paying attention personally, globally, universally, and navigating through that Shanti Bhakti Ananda union, which claims our multidimensional stability. And that's why today's show is so, forgive me, freaking huge. It's a big show.
It is. And It brings a smile to my face because we exist on multiple levels. We wouldn't be having conversations with you right now via the internet and all of that if we didn't have a foothold in a consensus reality, right?
Yes.
And so we do exist on multiple levels, and sometimes the level of habit, the level of habituation tries to take dominance in terms of our perceptions and our beliefs. And the one thing that I want to encourage each and every one of you is that as we lift into multidimensional space, we move beyond the, let's just call it the tyranny of beliefs, the tyranny of thoughts, and move into more of a formless understanding of things.
Now, I got to jump in, Sri, because the phones are ringing, but there's still a couple lines open if you want to get onto the show today.
Okay, give
remember,
them the
number. 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. I do see phone lines and people popping up from our producer, but there might still be some lines open. 888-627-6008. If you're interested in a mini soul reading, have a comment, a question, we just enjoy connecting with you. And Sri, I kind of love, because today it's all about how can we claim stability? You know, 2018 is the year of anchoring stability, right? Through this Shakti Bhakti Ananda presence. And yet this multi-dimensional, this multi-experience, all these aspects that have been coming in, have made 2018 a challenging year for a lot of people, or at least to date.
Well, 2018 has certainly had its turbulence,
yeah,
its energetic turbulence in its moments. And each person navigates that in their own unique way. Sometimes we're in denial. Sometimes we discount. Sometimes we get whipsawed and surrender completely to an unknown. You know, there's all sorts of ways to integrate and work with the rising energy. The key here is to recognize that you are sovereign. You have choice.
Yes, you do. I love that, Sri.
And as a sovereign divine being having a human experience, it's important to make sure that you understand the power of your thoughts, the power of your choices, your words, and also the power of surrender.
Well, you know, and I just have to say, Sri, we're talking about power and we're talking about unifying everything and we're talking about bringing it all together. I think we would be remiss if we did not remind all of you that pay attention to where you're going to be New Year's. Pay attention to how you're going to start 2019. Pay attention to how you're going to culminate 2018. And if you might say, oh my gosh, Kira, why are you talking about that right now? Well, guys, it's because we are gathering together New Year 2019, meaning the end of December 2018, right here, Tosa Blue Mountain, and we are remembering Atlantis and going on a huge master's journey. And this is a combination of spiritual family, ancient mastery healing techniques. If you have ever thought, gosh, did I have any connection with Atlantis? Do I have anything? Just get the PDF. There's even a huge questionnaire in the PDF about, are you from Atlantis? Learn how to healer, heal thyself, heal thy world, heal all. And even and if you're a professional, meaning that you like doing body work on other people, whatever, you can get certified. But the reality is that this new year, remembering Atlantis, is a profoundly unique moment. And so go to SriAnnKira.com. Again, that's SriAnnKira.com. Right on the homepage, you absolutely cannot miss it. Click on it. Join us, learn about it. And the reason we're talking about it is we just announced this event, what, 10 days ago?
It's pretty close to that.
And we are half full. And so really, please think about it. You know, this happened with our September event, Between the Dimensions. That got full in 48 hours. So give yourself the gift of learning about this event and saying yes to your divine presence.
You know, one, it's important to recognize that as a being, a conscious, sentient being that is on a path of awakening, a path of upliftment, and those are the kind of generalized terms to talk about what is self-ascension, mm-hmm. because it is a path of awakening. It is a path of self-trust and self-empowerment. And it's important to remember that we, as sovereign beings, must make choices to support the emerging spiritual nature. Now, what I mean by that is that as our vibrational level lifts, our soul is more present in our day-to-day decisions and activities. It's kind of like, you remember years ago, people used to talk about, oh, there you have a higher self and you have your basic self. And this is part of the Kahuna tradition and other traditions. Well, what we've come to know is there is but one self. It is your authentic self. And that self is indeed the energy that many people refer to as the higher self or soul. And as we make space for that to become our regular self, then we start experiencing all kinds of changes. All kinds of beauty, peace, and joy come forward, and that this is indeed the path, and this is indeed the dynamic, and that's why we're chatting, is that we exist on multiple levels. And to begin to accept that I have one foot in interfacing with mass consciousness, and I have another foot in the stars,
is scary.
And it can be a little weird at first.
I got to jump in because here's what's happening. So that's what today's show is all about. And guys, you want to hang in to the show because at the end of today's show, we are going to be teaching you a practice that will absolutely assist you to feel more stable in the multidimensional realms. It's a phenomenal practice. It is not on our website. So you've got to hang with us to get that. It's on today's show. So stability through communion with your multidimensional presence means, and what you were just sharing, Sri, that it's very much about the art of ascended living. It's allowing the soul to lead, allowing the soul to guide. And that means that those density energies like doubt and lack of trust and freakouts and fear kind of have to go to the side. And this is why May, and especially in this midpoint of May, remember, guys, this is the month where those puzzle pieces are coming together. And I would actually challenge all of you. Here we are in the middle of May, May 13th. How are those puzzle pieces looking for you? Have you at least identified them? Are you starting to put them all together? And as you do, have you noticed, you know, Sri, I love how you always call it the dismissible voice. Have you noticed that little dismissible voice that's trying to guide you more? Are you relaxing and inviting the soul to lead? Because when we relax and allow the soul to lead, it gets a lot easier, doesn't it?
Absolutely, because then flow is more naturally noticed and appreciated.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's always a flow. However, when we are radiating a higher frequency, and even the words higher and lower are a little weird, but mm-hmm. let's just go with it for the moment. When we're allowing our soul's energy to be the guiding force of our life. Now, this doesn't mean your ego's not there. What it means is that you are trusting your guidance.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. When that happens, there is an energy in your aura that was not as prominent as before. The more we relax and surrender the ego to the loving wisdom of our soul, the more our attractor field, that energy field around us, begins to twinkle, begins to reach out ever further, and we begin to attract into our experience those people, places, and circumstances that support our mission, the reason we took birth.
You got to talk about that, because when, you know, how many of you right now are like, hey, you know what, Sri and Kira, this living in the multidimensional realms, woo, this is, you know, this is crazy. This is kind of hard. We're challenged, or I'm loving it, right? It seems to be that it's one or the other. And this is because, my angels, if you sit on the fence, you are no longer in one or the other. That's when you're in the most pain. So it's either jump into your multidimensional presence, accept who you are, and allow the flow to take you where you are ready to go, or you wouldn't have jumped to begin with, or really stay in your densified experience and get and harvest the gifts, because there are a lot of gifts that are there for you. How do you know, right? A lot of people write us. We get so many emails. And remember, you can always send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. Again, just guest@sriandkiraradio.com. A lot of the emails coming in are saying, I get it. I'm aware of it. But how do I know? How do I know when I'm living in the higher realms? How do I know when I'm not? Well, this is what communion with your multidimensional presence is all about. Because when you call in that communion, one of the first things you know is that you are not doubting that you're there.
Yes. Yeah. And that communion begins to penetrate your experience. I remember one time years ago, I was in a beautiful dialogue with Archangel Zadkiel. Mm. And I said something along the lines of, but it's just not normal. How, you know, we were talking about.
Sri always argues with them,
spiritual
guys.
Practice
always,
and,
always.
and I said, but it just doesn't feel normal. It's like, how do we share this? And Zadkiel kind of chuckled and looked at me and said, Sri Ramka, normal is when you feel at peace.
Yeah. Now take that in. Normal is when you feel at peace. So really, how long have we been abnormal?
Well,
have we accepted the lack of normal? I don't know.
We've accepted anxiety, fear, and doubt into our lives and labeled it as our normal experience. And so this is why it's so essential to have a spiritual practice, to be able to see beauty when beauty arises, to be able to take a breath and let go of the Velcro of any one moment and move into the space between the breaths. And so that's normal. That's the piece.
So can you wrap around that though? Right.
Yeah.
I mean, Sri, I love it. Sri's sitting here looking so gorgeous today, guys. He wore this labradorite I'm really loving how radiant that labradorite is on you, Sri. And with the shirt we got in Glastonbury.
Well, labradorite with its luminescence is a multidimensional stone.
Yeah,
Seemed like the right thing.
It was the right thing. I'm just so blown away. And forgive me, guys, I was captivated by my husband for a moment. So when we're talking about this normal or not normal, why don't we just get rid of the word altogether? I mean,
you're either at peace or you're not.
You're either experiencing joy or you're not. And that's how you know. If you want to know if you're connected, if you want to know if you're in the flow, what is your experience of you, my angels? What are you experiencing in your life around you? Because May is this rich opportunity to get into the flow. You know, I like to think about the little boat, you know. It's the moment to crawl into the boat, look out at the beautiful, gorgeous river, whatever you want that river to be, and go, I am yours. Take me. Let's do this.
Well, now, and I want to talk for a moment about the exception to the rule, so to speak. There are moments when we're feeling an energy. We might call it anxiety. We might call it I'm uncertain. I'm feeling a little afraid, or something's going on. Mm. And yet, if we breathe and look a little further, a little outside the edges, we realize, wait a minute, no, everything's okay.
Yeah.
I'm good. In fact, my life is, I'm filled with trust and joy. Yet there is this bubble of frenetic uncertainty.
Yes.
And that uncertainty, when you start seeing this kind of dual perspective in your life, where you kind of go, well, okay, in the ocean of divine love, there is a little boat that is nervous.
But why is that boat there at all? I think that's what today's show is about.
Yeah, and so that's a moment to ask you now, who's being nervous?
Exactly. Who's seeing the boat?
Who's
that boat anyway? Who's
this identity that is uncertain or untrusting or fearful?
Right.
And what it does is it gives you just a beautiful lesson about how your own ego operates.
Mm.
You begin to see that my individuated life is floating in a sea of love.
Mm.
And this individuated life has its moments of limited understanding and moments of expanded understanding.
Absolutely.
And I can love and smile at that individuated life and say, I love you. I embrace you. Come on, let's keep growing. Let's keep going.
Let's do it.
And so when I'm able to do that, then I'm residing in the energy of my soul,
yeah,
embracing this lifetime.
You know, I'm smiling, Sri, because that's really what this practice that we're going to be teaching. We're going to be closing the show today, guys, gifting you with this amazing practice. You want to stay and get this practice, because anytime that little boat, that the one that says, hey, let me take you away from your joy, or anytime you need an extra amp into multidimensional stability, this practice is the one that will do it, and you will tangibly feel it. So you're exciting me, Sri. I think this is awesome.
I love it.
You know, the other thing that's awesome is all of our amazing callers. And guys, remember, if you've not gotten through yet, as soon as we say hi and goodbye to a caller, that would be your moment to call 888-627-6008. So why don't we say hi to some of these amazing people?
We're going to do that. We're heading to the phone lines. We're going to line 2, and we'll say hello to Catherine from Florida.
First time calling. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so very much. And before I would like to say happy Mother's Day, Kira.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I would like to know if you could please extend a hello to my girlfriend, Cindy, who's also listening. When I'm in Florida listening, she's in Michigan listening. So could you say hi to her?
Hi, Cindy. We love you.
We're all connected.
Catherine and I are going, woo, woo, woo.
Okay. The reason I think this is wonderful, it ties in with Mother's Day and what you're talking about. And my situation is something that what is causing me more fear in life is, picture, I'm a single mom. I'm in my mid-50s. Both of my mm-hmm. children have autism. And I am now getting to the point, because I've, you know, in mid-years here, what's going to happen after I'm gone? And I'm not really getting a whole lot of reciprocity from my family. And that is causing me a lot of discomfort and a lot of mm-hmm. dis-ease and a lot of fear. And yeah. So I originally wanted to call and say, is there a soul reading that you can give me? But if there's anything that can help calm this little nerve of mine.
Oh, well, first and foremost, I just love that you got through today. That is your first miracle. And that you got through, and you, yes, everything that you're talking about is certainly in the heart of that divine feminine, that divine mother. Now, the first thing I want to share with you, Catherine, is, coming through you or your children, and what I see is that these are extremely powerful beings. I mean, really, really powerful beings. And they knew exactly who they were choosing to be their mother. They knew exactly who they were choosing to be their father. They knew exactly who they were choosing to be the experience of the life they're having. So the one thing is that they are actually giving this message to you today. That's who the message is coming from. It's coming from this beautiful ascended presence. And it's funny, it's like one ascended presence that has several different aspects. But the message that's coming through to you is that the gift you are to give yourself is to love yourself more, to take care of yourself more, and to begin to trust that their journey is just beginning. And that when your journey completes itself on this planet, their journey will expand in miraculous ways that your mind of density is unable to comprehend. And they're saying, together, let us love more, smile more, play more, and be here in the now today. And that's what they want you to hear. And I am honored to be present with all of you today. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for such a beautiful gift, Catherine.
Thank you. I needed to hear that today of all days.
Well, thank them, because that, like I said, that's who the message came from. Many, many, many blessings,
all,
Angel.
All is truly well.
Yes.
Namaste. Well, what a beautiful thing and beautiful reminder.
Ooh, that, I'm like, I have tears in my eyes because there was so much mastery and so much ascended presence. You want to talk about anchoring multidimensional experience? Wow.
One of the things that happens is we begin to relax into the greater flow and to allow our density mind to trust the uncertainty.
Yeah.
Because that's really one of the practices, is that as we relax into our higher self, our authentic self, we're in an energy that's more wordless, an energy that's mm-hmm. less linear. And so our—
That's multidimensional.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And our attractor field, which is the really cool term for our aura—
I like that term, Sri.
Because everybody has an attractor field. So what are you attracting into your life?
That, you know what, right there, that's it. And that's another way that you can tell whether or not you're anchored in multidimensional presence or you're anchored in density by what you are attracting.
Because it's, what I've noticed in our life is we just seem to have more good luck. You know,
I like to use the word miracles.
Yeah.
You know, and remember, guys, that miracle energy is where sincerity, love, and presence come together. If you are sincerely on the journey, if you are sincerely committed, if you are in love with the gift of your life, with the gift of who you are, and this is not egoic, this is about loving, you know, just something as simple as, for example, something I do every day is I wake up and I look at Sri and I'm just like, I love you. I love where I live. I love where we are. I love what we're doing. Can you bring that? And then, of course, it's presence. Presence goes beyond words. Presence is the ability to simply be the gift. And when sincerity, love, and presence unify, miracles come forward, and you are indeed anchored outside the planetary thought body.
And all of us are doing this to, we may not have the same vocabulary or this, you know,
right.
Talking about it the same way, but here's the fact of the matter is we're all lifting together.
Yeah.
And that our individual perspectives, our individual experiences are resolving. You know, you have your life and you've created whatever complications are in your life, whatever beliefs you've had to work in, and the healing journey you're on.
Yeah.
Now, healing means we're decomplicating things.
I also think it means we're destructuring.
Yeah.
You know, because truly, you know, I love it. I love quoting the Violet Ray Shiva. Violet Ray Shiva, one of my favorite quotes is, "We fall asleep so that we may heal. And when we are healed, we awaken." And so if we are playing in density, we are still asleep, we are still healing, and that is the blessing of density.
Yeah.
It's the healing field. But when we awaken, we are transcendent.
Absolutely. And so, you know what? It's not about finding a category to put yourself in.
Absolutely.
It's not about a new concept or belief.
Right.
It's about trusting your life, relaxing
Woo!
The need to control.
Yeah, baby.
Allowing that soul, that higher self, to come forward. And then the ego will have a few moments. It'll
uh-huh.
struggle.
Yep.
But it will begin to understand that it can trust the unconditional love of the soul.
Wow. Now, taking a breath. I heard a lot of you hold your breath on that. Bring your hands to your heart. Take a breath, because the T word, right? The big T word, trust, came in there. And the key is that trust is actually automatic. When
yeah.
you anchor on the other side, we only fear and doubt until we make the leap. But once we make the leap, you get on the other side and go, wow, had I'd have known, right? If I'd have known it was going to be this easy, if I'd have known it would be this amazing, if I'd have known this much was going to line up, I would have jumped a long time ago.
Well, and each in their own time and each in their own way. The key is to remember you can't mess it up. You're good. continue to breathe, do the practices, trust your journey, and smile.
Woo, yeah, baby.
All right. We're heading back to the phone line.
Oh, good.
Look out, line three. We're coming for you. We're going to say hi to Denise from New Brunswick.
Another first-time caller. Welcome.
Hi there. Oh, my goodness. Do you hear me?
We can hear you beautifully.
Okay, perfect. Look, I want to say a big thank you just to start with, because it's like a gift for me today, because I've known you for maybe like the last 6 months, and I was listening to your show and they were saying that there was a spot left. So I said, hey, I'm going to call just to see, you know. And my goodness, it's like a gift. So for me, I just want to have from you guys, you know, just a soul reading, simple as that, because I've been working on myself for the last 40 years, and I've been walking on faith for the last 20 years. So, you know, for me, like having the chance to connect with you guys, it's a major gift. And just, you know, anything that you can say to me that can help me to get even higher on my path, I'm just welcoming everything you have to say to me. So,
Well, Denise, I have my hands in prayer, namaste position, and I am bowing before your extraordinary beauty and mastery. The minute you started talking, it is so beautiful. So if it's safe to close your eyes, because I want to describe this, but I want you to really feel it as well. The minute you started talking, this beautiful, I'm going to call it a halo. You know, some people might call it a crown, but it's a full circle and it's circling around your head. But it's so beautiful because it's made up of these beautiful little birds, and they're like a cute little blue color, and stars, but they're very, very golden. And these crystals that are very, very, very radiant, very clear. And these other little stones, and then it's like woven with ivy and baby's breath and all these other little flowers. And the message is coming from this unified stream of, they're saying we are a unified stream of goddesses that have many names. There's the Mary energy, Kuan Yin energy, Lakshmi energy, Durga energy. I mean, there's just all these beautiful feminine aspects. And they've come together in this unified presence. And at the helm, so to speak, is the angel Sophia. And I'm getting covered in chills as I share this with you. And what she's saying is, and I'm doing this with you right now, so hopefully I'll describe it well. And if not, Shri can help. I've got my hands so that I'm staring at my hands. Pick up your hands, stare at your hands, spread out your fingers, and then bring them in toward your heart center. And then just like swoop down. So you're at your heart and then shoom, swoop the hands down. And Sophia is saying, open your heart, ignite the flow, let the stars shine, let the crystals be brilliant, and fly into the realms that you have been waiting to explore. We are here for you. You are ready, and it is your time. And so it is. I am honored beyond belief. Thank you for the gift of connecting with you.
Thank you from the bottom of my soul, for, and big kisses to you both. Welcome.
And to you, my love.
Thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Many blessings. Namaste. Oh, how beautiful, Shri. Really, how beautiful. You know, we've got so many people holding. And remember, guys, when we open up the line, you know, the minute we say goodbye, if you want to try and get in the queue, 888-627-6008. But we have so many people holding, Shri. Why don't we say hi to somebody else?
We're going to head to line one, and let's say hello to Mary from Texas.
Namaste, Mary. Welcome.
Namaste. It's nice to talk to you again. I talked to you about a year ago. And
beautiful.
Today, what's on my heart? I do want the mini soul reading, but my body has been different. It's getting rounder and rounder, and my face is round, and even the top of the eyelids are swelling. I do take thyroid medicine, but I was just wondering if you could touch on that also, please, and happy Mother's Day.
Oh, well, thank you, my angel. And Mary, what a beautiful gift to connect with you. So two things immediately that were radiating around you. Your body right now is telling you that it's not sure how to live in multidimensional experience, because it's like you're two beings. It's like your soul signature is wanting to literally fly and do and be and reconnect, but your physical body is scared. And so it's seeking your attention, and that's why it's holding. Now, I love that you got through today, as we're talking about flow and about stability is this flow and how this new flow is ready. And what your body is needing is three things it's showing me. Number one, and I'm doing this with you right now, I am giving it a big hug. I've got my arms wrapped around. I am giving myself a big hug, but I'm actually sending it to you. And I invite you to do this as often as you can. And your body has these tears and just says, "Do you love me?" It's like this little child. And so you just need to be saying, "I love you, I love you, I love you." And then the next thing your body is asking for is more water. Whether you're drinking water, whether you're sitting in water, whether you're swimming in water, whether you're showering in water, it doesn't matter. Lots of water. And the third thing is breath, conscious breath, to just sit, bring your hands to your belly, right around the, just above the navel, and then to say to your body, as you take in the breath, you want to say this kind of inwardly, just breathe in through the nose, bring the breath down, and again, I love you, I am here, I am here. And if you really work on that, you're resonating very strongly with the number four, and they're saying even 4 days of this focused energy, you'll start seeing the release, but you're going to want to keep it up for 4 weeks, and then it's going to bring you to another side and another adventure that you're waiting for as well. So I'm so grateful to connect with you, and so glad you got through today, Mary. Many blessings.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. This is good. I'll work on this diligently.
Woohoo! We love you. And thank you for doing that.
Give yourself a hug. Much love.
Yeah, I'm hugging. I think we should all give ourselves a hug right now. A group hug. All right, everybody. Let's group hug. All right. I love it. Now, you know, speaking of group hug, you want to hang with us to the end of today's show, because we're going to culminate today's show with a very powerful practice that will stabilize your multidimensional presence. It will help you clear all the mind chatter. So you want to make sure you hang with us.
All right. Well, beloved ones, we're going to take a short commercial break. And during this break, it's a good time to stretch your legs, to breathe consciously, and stick around, because there's a lot more show to go.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back after the messages.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, beloved ones. We are delighted to be with you.
Woohoo! We really are.
And you know, today we're talking about multidimensional space. We're talking about how to anchor stability in the reality that we are multidimensional beings.
And on this beautiful Mother's Day and this day of all this beautiful celebrated feminine energy, we're also reaching out to our beloved Mother Gaia.
Absolutely. And as we send our love as a radiant field of true trust and acceptance around this planet, Gaia begins to relax a little bit more.
Yeah.
One of the things I want to remind us is that there is, on our journey of ascension, there is a necessary element to address whatever needs to be healed. Now, when that first begins, when we first start our healing journey, it always feels a little meow.
But it's also exciting, because we have that recognition of I'm on the journey. I mean, that in and of itself has a sense of excitement.
However, the one thing, and I'm sure most of you have touched this, and if not, just trust me, it gets easier and easier and easier because
it does. After 15 years, we can really say that.
As your frequency lifts, you are stabilizing more in the anchorship of your ascended heart and less in the fear factor, then what happens is the remnant stuff that's in your subconscious, the remnant stuff that's in your tissues, it's healed very quickly.
Yeah.
Because the higher frequency love energy can very quickly disassemble any malconstructions and replace it. And so the reason I'm mentioning that is that part and parcel of our beautiful gathering about remembering Atlantis.
Oh, yeah.
And coming up end of this year, December 29th, we are revealing and sharing some healing practices that will not only quote unquote turbocharge or accelerate your personal journey, but they'll give you a toolkit, an Atlantean toolkit, so to speak, share with others.
Yeah, you'll actually be reclaiming your Atlantean healer's toolkit, and we're going to be together in ceremony here at Tosa Blue Mountain. We're going to be celebrating this new year, calling in these energies. It's just, it defies words, and it's filling so quickly. We don't want you to miss out. So go to shriankira.com. Right there on the homepage, click on Get the PDF, learn about Remembering Atlantis, a Master's Journey this New Year's. We would love to be with you.
Absolutely. And we'll be so delighted to be able to share these healing techniques with you, because as we do it in the group energy of this ascended family, things happen so fast.
Yeah.
You know, it's
Just like on the show.
It's incredible.
Every Sunday, we have the gift of this extraordinary community. And that's what's so amazing is when we come together as community, when you, our most beloved ones, whether you're catching us live or in the archives, you are the show. You are the energy. And we love you so much, because the energy of the yoga of self-ascension is as unique as each individual will.
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, when we're very early in our journey, we tend to be more attracted to groupthink.
Whether it's our density journey or our spiritual journey, that's very true.
Absolutely, is that we're seeking to as we seek to have a greater life, you know, something greater than me,
right.
we move to the we.
Do you want to rephrase that?
Yeah. I will.
Yeah, right,
instead of
right.
me, it becomes my group, my extended family,
the we. Yeah,
so I have my little joke there.
All right.
Anyway, so as we expand beyond the me focus, the natural next step is a we focus.
Right.
And that we focus is often comes with certain amounts of rules and dogma.
Yep,
and these beliefs are acceptable and these beliefs are not. and we can hang out there for a while. We learn a few things. We gain in wisdom and discernment. And then the next step is we begin to ascend through those limitations into more of what I would refer to as a direct mystical experience.
Oh, yeah.
Beginning to lean inward in our trust and recognize that you are a divine being having a human experience, and you can trust the divine within.
And that's how you claim stability through the gift of communion with all aspects of the, quote, self.
Yes.
Because you're able to see the illusion for what it is. When we can see the illusion for what it is, that's quite frankly when it gets fun.
And guess what?
What?
Your soul knows the way.
It's so true. It's so true. And you know what else? We know that you are amazing. And stay with us, because in the second half of this part of the show, we are going to teach you a practice that absolutely will anchor your multidimensional presence, will assist you to be more stable, and will continue to help you escalate through your process. And
absolutely.
Speaking of helping us escalate, we have all these amazing, beautiful people.
Yeah, we're going to go to line two, and we'll say hello to Linda from California.
First time on the show. Welcome, Linda.
Well, hello, and how are you?
We are delighted to say hi to you, my angel. Welcome.
Very much. I'm on a cell phone.
Okay.
I'm at a shelter.
I hope you're still listening, my angel, because I just want to share with you that I heard everything that you were trying to say, and including, I think it was very fascinating, the quote unquote interference energy that was trying to interrupt you. But what I want you to hear, my Linda, is very strong intuitive connection. You have a very strong intuitive ability to manifest. And so as you are navigating this moment right now, I strongly, strongly encourage you to give yourself the gift of going quietly within and asking the universe to show you exactly your next step, because you're at a crossroad and there's actually two big steps in front of you, but you've got this answer. You can do this. Go in. And if anything tries to distract you from that, breathe through it and stay focused. Through your focus, you will expand. Thank you for calling in.
Well, beautiful indeed. And I tell you what, we have another caller that's been standing by for a while. So we're going to head to line four and we'll welcome Casey from Florida.
Namaste, beautiful. Welcome.
Hello, Sri and Kira. Great to be back on the air again.
Great welcome. To have you with us.
Okay, I called 4 months ago, and usually, I'm going to change it up a little bit here. Usually when I call, it's about a soul reading based on some of the activities that I'm involved in. This time, I wanted to address a synchronicity that has been following me for 20-plus years now, and it involves Christianity. And for some, like, first of all, like, I've always just been what I'd like to call a universal thinker and just spiritually free and open to study all belief systems and philosophies or whatnot. And for some strange reason, it's like every single year, with the exceptions of 2003, 2009, and before that, 1999, I believe, all the years with the number 3 and 9 in them, for some reason, I've been approached almost like clockwork by Christians, whether it's outside or whether it's in public buildings or just anywhere, even if it's to the point where there's people in my life that all of a sudden convert to Christianity, and then they try to fearmonger and convert me into it. And it also has progressed even to the point where, like, I'll just be someplace and there's a Bible that is somewhere near me, or like a piece of paper about Jesus and this and this and that lands near me and this and this and that. And for so many years, it had me like in a state of anger, as well as like just feeling really put off. I'm like, what is really going on here? Is this something based on like a past life that I'm remembering, or like some form of pattern that is trying to show me something? Like, I've never been 100% clear on it, and I'd just like to get you guys' take on this. And it's usually involving like a lot of fear mongering. It's coming from a place of, yeah, you know, the fear and persecution and condemnation. So I'd like to know just what is it really about?
Well, thank you for asking, Casey. I'm honored. I, with all my heart, I'm honored, and I bow before you and your extraordinary light. And that is the first thing. You remind me very much of the Ascended Master Lanto. If you're not familiar with the Ascended Master Lanto, you might want to go learn more about Lanto, because when I gaze at your energy field, the way that you present to me is with this huge, almost looks like a spotlight coming out of your heart, and another one coming out of your, what we call the area of star consciousness, which is the center of the forehead, just above the third eye. And you also carry a very powerful, empowered energy field that has like a golden white energy. So a couple things are happening. Number one, all of these beings are doing exactly what they need to be doing for you to really anchor in the love of who you are. This is why remnant energies like fear, not fear, anger comes up, but fear is presented towards you, because you are in a moment of really claiming your mastery through these experiences. And because you are so radiant and your light is so visible, even those who don't even understand what it is at whatever conscious level, or who may not be aware that they're seeing it, they are. You carry a magnetic attractor field for spirit. Now, for this to actually finally calm down, it's about you really owning who you are without any doubts, and when that experience would happen again, to love those who are presenting this to you, to love the serendipitous events enough to be able to say, thank you. Thank you for offering me this one more opportunity to remember the truth of who I am. Thank you for giving me the gift of feeling confident in my own divine connection. Thank you for playing your role so well. Now, you don't need to say that all out loud. It's about you mastering the gift of the energy. And then as the master, what you're going to find is those serendipitous experiences are going to shift in how they come forward to you. And it's a beautiful way to learn. It's a beautiful way to anchor mastery. And so obviously you're extremely powerful and that's coming forward. So congratulations. And thank you for sharing, because I know a lot of other people have these same experiences in many different ways. So I'm very grateful you got through today.
Okay. I'm very grateful to have gotten through once again. And thank you so much for all the great information. And I will look up, could you give me the name of the Ascended Master one more time?
Absolutely. I'll look him up. It's Ascended Master Lanto, L-A-N-T-O. And boy, are you and he carrying the same energy. At least today you are, that's for sure. Many, many blessings, Angel. We love you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Namaste.
Love you too. Thank you so much.
Namaste. You're welcome. Namaste. Woo! Wow.
Well, I'll tell you what, each and every one of us, it has a lifetime of opportunity to grow, to heal, and to ascend.
And
everything in your life is there for your healing and your growth.
Yep.
And if you find there's things in your life that are irritating, needs a little more love.
Yeah, but it's all in divine order.
Absolutely. It's there for you to gain the final recognitions that you require. Sometimes there's knee-jerk reactions that happen in our experience. And if we're able to breathe and be with the jerk, whether that's me or thee.
Well, you know, I immediately go to the Steve Martin movie. That dates myself.
But every little bit of friction in our life is there to polish us.
Well, and that's part of this multidimensional presence, is it not? Because we are living right now in a moment where the third dimension is, you know, and guys, this is really much the Kali Yuga. The Kali Yuga is here. It is saying, it is screaming, it is dancing, it is getting your attention. We have all been gifted with plenty of time to prepare for this moment, to navigate this moment. And so as we navigate this moment, you have the third dimension and all that's within it. And this is why on this show, we don't go there. You're getting that from plenty of others. You don't need to get that from here. But then you have this multidimensional existence. You have a firmly anchored fifth dimension. There are these active portals to the seventh and the ninth. That's what this show was about today. How to stabilize your communion with that multidimensional presence. Now, we have a practice that we have been talking about the entire show that we want to teach you. And we really want to anchor. And before we do, you want to take one more caller, Sri?
Well, absolutely, because we have a first timer standing by on line three. So let's say hello to Tahira from New Jersey.
Namaste, beloved one. Welcome.
Namaste. Greetings. Hi, Sri and Kira. How are you?
Oh, we are well, Angel. It's delighted to talk to you.
Same here. Thank you for receiving me.
How can we help you today?
Hi, I would like to have a mini reading, please, if you don't mind.
Of course we don't mind. We are honored. And Tahira, I want to invite you, if it's safe for you to do so, your right hand on your heart center, your left hand, if you have a phone, you might not be able to do this right now, but your left hand open, like it's just my palm is open, receiving energy. And if it's safe to close your eyes, I want to invite you to do that too. And there is this beautiful green goddess energy that is not giving me a name. But it's almost like an emerald color green. And the words that are coming are very simply, it is your time to receive and let go of the fear. It is your time to remember that you are not alone. It is your time to take action, for we are offering you all that is needed. And I'm watching your hand, and my hand is actually filling up with this really powerful green light. It almost feels very heavy right now. And it's funny, I'm watching my hand, and it's almost like it's turning into earth. And And so the other message I'm receiving is, it's very important for you today to put your left hand into dirt, into soil. You could put it in a houseplant. You could go outside and put it down. And as you do, allow everything that needs to release out. And then bring your hand back up, close it together, raise it up to the sky, and simply declare, I am. And the bounty is around you. You're resonating. It's interesting you called in on line three, because that's a number you're actually resonating with right now. And the next 3 months for you will continue to offer an exploration into a greater harmony that is coming together in your life. So thank you for calling. We're very grateful to have connected with you today. Many blessings, Angel.
For your time and your knowledge. I appreciate it so much. With love and peace. Namaste.
Namaste, Angel, bye-bye. As we appreciate you.
Now, before we move into the practice, I want to just invite everybody to bring a hand to your heart.
Or two.
Or two hands to your heart and breathe. And I want to offer you the logic behind the beauty. Is when we bring a hand to our heart, we are actually connecting to the portal that is at the heart's center.
Yeah.
It brings a sense of peace and love to us. It offers reassurance to the body, and it opens us to higher guidance.
Mm.
Multidimensional experience is really perceived through the upper chakras.
Yeah.
And we're going to take you there now as we offer a stabilization for that experience. But it's real important that your heart is relaxed, that your breathing is calm, and that you're in a place of, I love myself, I trust myself, I am willing to know more. I love myself, I trust myself, I'm willing to know more.
Now, I want to share to all of you listening right now, and if you're on the phone lines right now, stay on the phone line so you can hear this practice, but please, please, please call in early next week so we can take you live on the show. So we're going to begin this practice, and this practice happens all in the upper part, in the upper chakras. It involves the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth chakras. So the first thing we want to invite you to do right now is, after you've had your hands on your heart, now take your thumb and your middle finger from both hands and just touch and release, just to activate those powerful meridian energies, because we're going to be using these fingers. So touch and release, touch and release, touch and release, thumb and middle finger. Now take your left hand, and you're going to want to take that ignited middle finger and put it at the very top of your forehead in the center, right about where the hairline is, or people like Sri, where the hairline used to be.
There we are. Used to be, right.
So the hairline right there at the top of the forehead. Then take that right finger, that right middle finger that's ignited, and put it on your throat, kind of that little U, that little like hollow
place,
area.
Yeah.
Okay. Notice these two areas, feel these two areas, because these are the top and bottom points of two triangles. There's an upward facing and a downward facing triangle. So just tap, tap, tap and feel those areas. Now, keeping your left middle finger at the hairline, take that right middle finger and bring it up to the hairline with it, and you're going to draw a triangle. So you're at the top of the triangle right now. You with me? You've got those two middle fingers there. Then you're going to very slowly start bringing those fingers down toward the outside of the eyes. You're drawing a triangle, and it goes from the top of the forehead over the outside of the eyes down to where the mouth is, and then you're going to come straight across where it'll meet at the mouth, and that's the upward facing triangle. So again, this triangle is from the top of the hairline, outside of the eyes, down to the mouth, come across the mouth, and you got it? You got that upward facing triangle? Now, let's do our thumb middle finger, tap, 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 and we're going to bring both of those middle fingers to that part of the neck, right? That U. And we're going to go ahead, and that is the point of the bottom facing triangle. And you're going to bring those fingers up past the outside of the mouth, use that as the line, outside mouth, all the way up to the eyes. And then straight across the eyes, that's the base. So again, we have the upward facing triangle and the downward facing triangle. Together, These make the unique Merkaba of your face, your own sacred geometry.
Now, the Merkaba is the vehicle of spiritual travel. And the key lesson here is that each and every one of us carries our sacred geometry within. So as you visualize, picture, or imagine an upward facing triangle that goes to your hairline and down to the mouth as the base, the downward facing triangle. The base is at the eyes, and then it points down to that little crook in the neck. You have now created the Merkaba of the face.
So now that you have created this, bring your hands to your heart, close your eyes, and begin first igniting that upward triangle with beautiful violet light. Just begin to feel that triangle. This is the one that the base is at your mouth. It goes up to the top of the forehead. Feel that come forward now with beautiful violet light. And if you have to pretend, that's fine too. And then allow yourself now to feel that downward facing triangle, the one that starts at that base of the neck and goes up to the eyes, and feel that one filling with gold light. Relax your breathing. Feel them in unison. And then take the fingers again, middle and thumb, tap, 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 tap. Bring them once again, left finger to the top of the forehead, right finger down to the throat. Breathe in, feel this ignited Merkaba. And in just a moment, we're going to invite you to release those fingers and feel this Merkaba spin. And it doesn't matter which way. It doesn't matter if the two triangles spin together. Just feel it spin. Take in a breath. Whew, release. And allow yourself to be bathed in the energy of multidimensional communication. We want to invite you to do this practice when you have at least 5 to 10 minutes to sit with the spin. Notice anytime you feel fear, anytime you feel doubt, anytime you feel you're not stable, ignite your Merkaba of your ascended presence and allow that gift to flow through you. We love you.
And beloveds, take that home and practice with that. And until we have the joy of being with you live next week, may you breathe deeply, smile, and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.